Okay, so today we're going to dive into a story about a going away present.
Oh, this sounds fun.
Yeah, so it's actually from this Dutch short story that I came across.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it's kind of a story about a farewell gift that spiraled way out of control. I mean, we're talking cloak and dagger stuff here.
Cloak and dagger for a present. I'm intrigued.
Oh yeah, you're not going to believe this. Like, picture this, right? The Netherlands, like 40 years ago.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
So this guy, Nilis,
Yeah.
right? He's leaving his job after 40 years, you know, the big 4-0.
Right, yeah.
And his colleagues, they want to give him like a proper send-off,
Sure.
right? So they're throwing him this big farewell party.
Makes sense, yeah.
And they decide to, you know, chip in for a gift, like a nice, you know, something special.
Sure, back then that was a big deal, right? I mean, you couldn't just order something online and have it delivered the next day.
Exactly. Like everything took effort. You had to like go out and find the perfect thing.
So what do they get him?
Well, so they start collecting money, right? And there's this one colleague who throws in like 25 guilders.
25 guilders, that's quite a bit, no.
Yeah. Like back then, a few guilders was like a, you know, a generous gift. So 25 is like, whoa.
Like dropping $100 today when everyone else is putting in a five.
Exactly. You know, it shows how much they like really valued Nilis and like wanted to, you know, send them off right.
For sure. Yeah. So this must have been a pretty amazing gift.
Well, here's the thing. Nilis, he had his heart set on this Pierre Cardin suitcase.
Ooh, fancy. Yeah, those were like the designer handbag of suitcases back then.
Exactly. It was like a total status symbol. Like you made it
Yeah.
if you had a Pierre Cardin suitcase, right?
Definitely, yeah. It's interesting though how like objects could hold so much meaning.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, they've got the money, right? But there's a snag. The suitcase, it costs like 100 guilders more than they collected.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So close, yet so far.
Right. What a bummer. So Frank, the guy in charge of the gift, he's like, okay, got to think outside the box here.
I love it. A problem solver. So what did he do?
Well, luckily, he knows this guy, Roger,
Right.
right? And Roger has contacts at this Belgian suitcase company.
Okay, this is getting good.
Yeah. So Frank goes to Roger, and it turns out Roger can pull some strings.
Classic Roger.
Right. And the company. They can get the suitcase, right? But for 100 guilders less, through their supplier.
Wow, that's some serious wheeling and dealing. Like today, we'd probably just crowdfund the extra cash,
Yeah,
right?
totally. But back then, you know, they had to get creative. So they've got the suitcase sorted, but now they have another problem.
Uh-oh, what's the new problem?
Logistics. Remember, this is way before Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah, good point. Getting anything across borders back then was a whole ordeal.
Right, so they got to figure out how to get this suitcase from Belgium into the Netherlands.
This is where it gets cloak and dagger, right?
Oh, yeah, you bet. So they come up with this plan, this elaborate, like almost spy-like plan.
Oh, tell me everything.
Okay, so they had this assistant, Goss,
Right.
right? And they sent him on a business trip to Belgium, quote unquote, business trip.
Love it. So it's all a setup.
Totally. Goss rents a car and drives to this like prearranged spot at the border.
Ooh, a secret rendezvous. I'm on the edge of my seat. This is like straight out of a movie.
For real.
Yeah.
And the story like describes this exchange, right? It's like Goss is looking over his shoulder, heart pounding, and this mysterious figure slips him the suitcase.
Wow. They really went all out for this, huh?
Right. Like a fake business trip, a rental car, all to save 100 guilders.
Yeah, the irony isn't lost on me either, but you
Yeah.
gotta admire their dedication,
Oh,
right?
yeah. They were determined to honor Nilis in a way that was like meaningful, no matter the
It
cost.
really makes you think, like, would your colleagues do that for you?
Right. Like, would your coworkers go to these lengths for your going away present? What lengths would you go to for a colleague?
Right. It makes you wonder, like, what's more important, the grand gesture or the thought behind it? It's kind of like the journey was just as important as the destination, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like this whole thing, it wasn't just about a suitcase. It was about their, you know, shared experiences. Like, what stories could that suitcase tell, right?
Seriously, I bet it could tell some stories.
Yeah, it makes you think about the like the bonds we form at work, you know?
For sure. Sometimes those bonds lead to some wild adventures.
Absolutely. And that's a wrap on our deep dive into the world of going away presents gone wild.
Until next time.